The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Corbin Hines thinking about the three, draws the defense to Stroh, right elbow, 15-footer, it's up and in. Gareth with a game-high 18, and it's a two-point game, a 7-0 run to start the fourth quarter by Gibbon.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle from Gibbon as the Amherst Broncos take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
As the pass is stolen away by Tobenheim, up ahead to Markinson. Markinson will lay it up and score. And Amherst gets their first bucket here of the second half.
Amherst is coming in red hot, with both the boys and girls on long winning streaks. Gibbon will try to snap those winning streaks and start one of their own tonight. It's the Broncos and Buffaloes coming in next, but first the New Tech Tea pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Gibbon High School for Thursday night high school hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, as always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we get ready for high school hoops on the New Tech Seed pregame show, the Gibbon Buffaloes are welcoming in the Amherst Broncos. And Amherst will come in with a better record on both sides here, but you've got D1 versus a pretty large C2 school, which I think will be more interesting in the boys' game. The girls' game over the years has been pretty competitive. Both teams have kind of been in that 500 range, although Gibbon has struggled here the past couple of seasons, and we'll see how they're able to handle what Amherst has going tonight. The Lady Broncos have put five straight wins together after starting the season 2-7 to get their record back to 500 on the year. In the boys' game, Amherst continues to be red hot. They're 12-1. Their only loss is to North Platte St. Pat's, a C2 top five school. And that was in the Holiday Tournament Championship, a game they were right there with. Nice article in the Omaha World Herald this week on the Amherst boys trying to make their first trip to state since some of their dads were there some 25 years ago. So we'll see what happens tonight. We saw the Gibbon Buffs play last week. Everything good to go there as they fell to Donovan Trumbull in a game that was right down to the wire, went to overtime, and they play a lot of close games. They've beaten Ravenna. They're one of those teams that you just don't want to play. They're just, when they're 5-7, you say they could be a 10-3, and they're going to be just the same ball club. So I think Amherst will get a challenge tonight, even though the styles might be a little bit different. Gibbon likes to play a little more controlled tempo, and obviously Amherst wants to get up and down the floor. In the girls' game, if Amherst can control the basketball, they're going to be in good shape here tonight. This young Gibbon team, who will start three or four freshmen, has to take care of the basketball, and that's kind of been their problem as they go through their growing pains. We'll look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls' game, Gibbon and Amherst, right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the visiting Lady Broncos of Amherst, number 3 is a 5'8" sophomore, Madison Murphy. Number 15 is a 5'4" senior, Sydney Tobenheim. Number 20, 5'5" junior, is Heather Bentley. Number 40, 6' senior, Courtney Martinson. And number 45, a 5'9" junior, Casey Juergens. First-year head coach, although longtime assistant under Nikki Eckhout. The new head coach is Jamie Klingelhofer, assisted by Michelle Reuter. Amherst is 7-7, winning their last five games over Eustace Farnham, Overton, Pleasanton, all conference foes, and then Anselmo Myrna and Shelton on Tuesday. For Gibbon, number 10 is a 5'10" freshman, Ellie Snell. Number 13, 5'7" freshman, Miranda Smith. Number 23, 5'9" freshman, Cheyenne Ellis. Number 40, 5'8" freshman, Parker Kenton. And number 42, 5'11" senior, Nisha Altman. The head coach of the Gibbon Lady Buffs is Jim Rayburn, assisted by Mike Mefford, Holly Johnson, Kevin Bombeck, Haley Reichert, Mia Hyde, and Cassie Fleener. Gibbon comes in 2-12 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Well, conference tournament time is right around the corner, and Gibbon will be back home, and they've got three straight conference games between now and the tournament, and then Fillmore Central. But tomorrow, Centura rolls in. Then next week, three road games, Kearney Catholic, Wood River, and Fillmore Central. For Amherst, they'll be back in action Saturday at home against Wilcox Hildreth. Then next week, they host Elwood and travel to SEM. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we'll tip it off right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
We're ready to get our game underway, and Amherst is going to win the opening tip. They'll face a Gibbon zone here as they move from left to right and Gibbon from right to left as you listen along your radio dial here. Amherst will try and get it inside to Juergens. Martinson does a good job at the post, and you got a great guard out here in Tobenheim who fires the first shot of the game, and it's good from outside the arc. A three-pointer for Sydney Tobenheim, and Amherst will grab the lead, and then they'll put on full-court pressure, and this is where Gibbon struggles. Four starting freshmen out there. And after they don't steal the inbounds pass, Amherst will settle back into a 1-3-1 zone as they try to fire it up top to Parker Kenton. The ball is deflected, and Gibbon will turn it over on their first possession. So up the floor come the Broncos to the right elbow. Tobenheim bounce pass down to Martinson. Has her shot blocked out of there nicely by Altman. And it'll be run down to the corner. Kenton trying to save it, but it goes right back underneath for a layup for Casey Juergens. That's kind of how things have went this year for Gibbon. They make a nice play to save it in, but it went right to Amherst underneath their hoop, and they score on their first two possessions to take a 5-0 lead. Gibbon brings the ball up on the right wing. Handling the point will be Ellie Snell. Snell picks the dribble up on the wing, goes to Kenton at the high post. Parker working around the defense of the sophomore, Madison Murphy. Into the corner she'll go to Ellis. Cheyenne gets it back up top to Smith. Patience here against the Amherst zone. Gibbon will have to knock down a few outside shots. We'll see how the depth plays here for Gibbon. They've got a couple of girls that haven't been able to go, so aren't starting tonight, but definitely will come in. And Coach Jim Rayburn is going to call a timeout here. He sees his girls are struggling. on this offense, and he wants to go over a few things with them again. 6:09 to go here in the first quarter of play. 5-0 Amherst. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Chad Beasley, Leon Pearson, Jim Langan, your three-man officiating crew here tonight at Gibbon. They'll hand the ball into the Buffaloes. We'll have it. Trying to get it on the post to Altman. She's double-teamed. Dribbles down the baseline. Makes some room, but can't get it to go. Ball is batted around and grabbed on the rebound by Sydney Tomenheim. Tomenheim will hustle up the floor. Long outlet pass deflected by Kenton. And out of bounds. Amherst will stay with it in front of the Gibbon bench. To toss it in will be Heather Bentley. Jumping out to a 5-0 lead here in the first 2 minutes of the game. Up to the high post to Murphy. Didn't look to shoot at all. Just handed it to Martinson. Over to Tomenheim. Off the screen. Fires another three, but that's over everything. And the ball grabbed on the backside by Cheyenne Ellis. Ellis waits for the traffic to clear. Gets it to Kenton. And the Buffaloes get it into the half-court offense. Amherst looks like maybe they've kind of went to a box and one almost here to the high post. Here's the first jumper of the game for the Buffaloes. On the way, no good by Snell. Offensive rebound. Altman got it back up and in. First bucket of the ball game for Gibbon as Nisha Altman makes it 5-2. Amherst to the other end, and the shot blocked by Altman on the Tomenheim drive and into the hands of Ellis. She needs some help. Does a little center snap to get the ball out of there, and Miranda Smith on the run. 2-on-2 takes it in and is going to draw the foul. So Smith will go to the line, and Gibbon building for the future, there's no doubt about it. You start this many freshmen, you're hoping to get things going over the next couple of years. Madison Murphy with her first foul of the game. And Miranda Smith to the line to shoot two, and the first one is too strong, no good. She'll have a second one coming. Don't forget, later tonight, 7 o'clock, the pregame on 1230 a.m. KHAS, as the Hastings St. Cecilia girls will take on Friend in a top 10 matchup. Second free throw by Miranda Smith. Up and in. Game's also online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Gibbon tries to put a little pressure on, but dribbling right up the left side as Casey Juergens hits the trailer Martinson. Martinson on the right wing will find Tomenheim. Looks for a little pick and roll, nothing there. Or give and go, you don't really pick and roll against the zone too much. Up top, they'll go to Bentley. Both teams, their original starting five, 4:45 to go here, first quarter, 5-3. Amherst with the lead. Martinson around the screen. Drives into the paint. Knocked away. Nisha Altman's third block. She tries the long outlet pass, but Gibbon turns it over. Tomenheim steals it back. And a hand check foul going to be called on Parker Kenton. That'll be her first of the ball game. And it is the first foul of the game here on Gibbon. So once again, Amherst take it out in the front court. Little time. They'll throw it in, and it gets into the hands of Bentley. Set everybody kind of up on the high post here and run the baseline with Tomenheim. Swing it over the right side to Martinson. Inside, the ball dropped that time by Juergens, and Amherst with their first turnover. Gibbon needs some help, and they'll finally get some as Kenton comes back to get it from Snell, who came up with a loose ball. Kenton into the front court. Chance to tie it here if they can get a bucket, but the ball taking a funny hop. Now Gibbon has it tied up. Jump ball points the way of Gibbon. So they'll maintain the possession. Gibbon averaging only about 30 points per ball game. Snell gets you about 7 per contest, as does Michaela Walker, who will come in off the bench tonight. Gibbon basketball off the inbounds. They'll get it into the high post. Turnaround jumper is on the way, but short that time from Ellis. And the rebound grabbed by Tomenheim, and she's off to the races. Sydney outlet pass. Martinson on the block right side. Well defended. The shot comes up short. Tomenheim, the rebound, though, puts it back up on the left glass and scores. 7-3, Amherst, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Gibbon to throw it in, knocked out of Altman's hands, and then deflected off of Parker Kenton, who went to throw it in. And Gibbon will turn it over for the third time. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. And looking to throw it in will be Martinson. All the way up top to Bentley. Nothing going off the inbound, so they'll set it up to the high post. Turnaround jumper Juergens from 15, no good. Ball comes out long, and Juergens ends up tracking it down here. Second chance opportunity for the Buffaloes. On the left elbow with it, Bentley. Bentley gives it to the corner, Tommenheim. 14-footer, no good. Trying to get the rebound is a host of red and one Gibbon player in Ellie Snell. And she got tied up underneath there by Courtney Martinson. They'll call it a jump and give it to Amherst. No, yeah, they started to give it to Gibbon. The ball should go to Amherst. We just had a jump ball. Amherst basketball, they get it sorted out. And Gibbon will check into the ball game. Maddie Hyde, a 5'11 junior, and Altman will get a breather. So it'll be Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, and tossing it out top to Murphy. Murphy on the left wing. They'll skip pass it over the zone to Tommenheim. Works to the baseline. Good bounce pass through the lane for the short jumper that won't go by Martinson. The rebound's tipped out to Miranda Smith. She's trying to beat everybody back. Goes in and is fouled. And then Amherst has a player go down. Trailing the play is Heather Bentley. And she went down awkwardly and kind of clutches at her knee or ankle. And she doesn't have a brace on her knee, but might have something there on the ankle. But she landed awkwardly, and we'll have an injury timeout here. To take a look at this, brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame, or New West Sports Medicine. See if they can get that taken care of. So an injury here on the floor with 3:01 to go in the first quarter. It is Amherst 7, Gibbon 3. We'll have a couple of free throws coming up for the Buffaloes when we return.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Don't forget that tonight the Nebraska women's basketball team will be in action at Wisconsin. Tip off right after 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It is a game that is not televised tonight. Nebraska looking for their fifth straight win as they head over to take on Wisconsin. Well, they will help Heather Bentley to the bench here with 3:01 to go in the first and take a look and see exactly what happened. Checking in will be 5'6 freshman Emily Arnold to take her place. And now ready to shoot two at the free throw line will be Miranda Smith. She's been there once already. Hit one out of two. So Smith now to shoot two after the foul and the injury to Bentley. First one is on the way, and it's right through there. 7-4 Amherst. And the second free throw now coming up for Smith. Trying to cut it to two. And the freshman will put it up, and it is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound bounces around and is saved there by Juergens. Casey with the outlet pass to Arnold, but her long pass is then picked off by Ellie Snell. Second Amherst turnover. 7-4 Amherst, 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Thursday night basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Amherst, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Into the paint, running into some traffic, taking a contested shot is Ellie Snell. It's no good. Rebound grab by Ellis. Ellis will try it, no good. And then out of bounds off of Amherst. And now Amherst will call a timeout. Head coach Jamie Klingelhofer maybe with the change there in personnel. Wants to get everybody on the right page. 2:38 to go in the first quarter. 7-4 Amherst. It'll be given ball when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Out of the timeout, it'll be given ball underneath their own hoop, trying to throw it into the paint, but it's going to be knocked and taken away there by Sidney Tobenheim. Tobenheim dribbles across the timeline and then runs right into that corner trap, able to advance it to Murphy. Murphy into the paint, short jumper from eight is no good by Juergens. Offensive rebound for Courtney Martinson. Martinson back out top for a three-pointer. Tobenheim, it's off the mark. She hit her first one, but the next two have been off the mark. It goes out of bounds to Gibbon. Backcourt pressure, Amherst. They wanted to sub, and the officials got the ball in a little too quickly. Coming in is Jaden Bosshammer, and Altman, along with Faith Tracy, will come in here for Gibbon. 2:16 to go. First quarter, 7-4 Amherst. And the Buffs to throw it in. Against man-to-man on the inbounds, they get it to Altman. Right back into the hands of Miranda Smith. And she'll push it up the floor. Picked up there by Bosshammer. Goes by her. Reach in. No foul called. The ball knocked away. Altman in the paint trying to get it. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Gibbon. And after a very short breather, Sidney Tobenheim will come back in. And Emily Arnold checks out for Amherst. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Everybody packing it in the paint. They get it to Altman in the corner. They're trying to find Ellie Snell for a three off the screen. She'll fire. It's in and out. No good. And fight for the loose ball, picked up again by Snell. She tries to force it up, and it is taken away. Madison Murphy will come out of there with the rebound. Up the floor, Martinson. Martinson getting a block on that. Jumper on the way, Bosshammer, in and out from 11. Rebound brought down by Altman. Nisha with her second. So we're stuck on 7-4 for the moment, pushing it up right side. Parker Kenton, nobody gets in her way, but as she takes it in, waiting for her is Casey Juergens, and she gets a little fingernail block. Off the glass, no good. And we run to the other end with Tobenheim. Numbers aren't there, and she about dropped it out of bounds, but regains possession over to Bosshammer. Faking the three, Martinson. Drives inside that zone. Double-teamed. Back out top, they'll reset it. Minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Amherst off the screen. Nothing for Bosshammer. Back out top to Murphy. Amherst looking pretty slow right here. As they get it to Martinson, skip pass over the head of Tobenheim and into the crowd. Turnover number three for Amherst. 1 minute exactly to go here in the quarter. Ariel Gomez will check in for Gibbon, another freshman. And Parker Kenton will get a breather. A bucket from Altman, a couple of free throws for Smith as Gibbon scoring. Sidney Tobenheim hits a three. She's got five of the seven for Amherst. And Gibbon with an unforced turnover just flat threw it over the head of Ariel Gomez. Now Larissa Tomlinson will check in for Gibbon as they go back on defense. Bringing the ball up the floor will be Martinson, 6 foot senior, can handle it inside, can handle it outside. Fires it right side to Bosshammer, trying to get another bucket here before the end of the quarter. Holding the ball, losing the dribble is Martinson over to Tobenheim, guarded there by Gomez. Into the paint, they try to force it to Murphy. She's covered the ball, deflected and taken away. Here comes the floor, up the floor with it is Smith. Miranda left-handed layup, though, no good. The rebound grabbed by Courtney Martinson. Still 25 seconds to go as Amherst has it to the backcourt. Bosshammer back to Martinson. Across the timeline, they'll get it to Juergens. She'll dribble to the top of the key and hand it off 15 seconds. Martinson underneath, wide open, Tobenheim. Altman came over and fouled her. It's about all she could do at that point in the possession. Nisha with her first foul, and at the line to shoot two will be Sidney Tobenheim. First free throws of the game for the Broncos. Tobenheim, who leads the team in scoring, will put the first one up and no good. 11 seconds remain, so time to get another shot off. Second free throw for Tobenheim. On the way, and it's no good. But coming in to get the offensive rebound is Casey Juergens. Throws it back up top. 5 seconds to go. Ball knocked away. We've got a fight for it. Amherst isn't even going to get a shot off, and that is the end of the first quarter. So Gibbon got into Amherst's game and really shut them down over the last 3 minutes. After one, it is Amherst 7, Gibbon 4. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Back at Gibbon, want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and the crew here as always, Mike Kent and all the folks that are so hospitable as Amherst will get the ball to start the second quarter of play with a 7-4 lead here over Gibbon. Turnovers, 5 for Gibbon, 4 for Amherst as they get it inside, kick it back out of the left elbow, no shot for Bosshammer, she'll give it off to Martinson. Rebounds, each team had 7 in the first quarter as the ball's picked off by Gibbon, dribbling up the floor with it. Is going to be Cheyenne Ellis. She'll stop, kick it into the corner for a three. It comes up short for Ellie Snell. Rebound is pulled down in the corner by Amherst, but Bosshammer then throws it away on the outlet, and Gibbon will try and get it underneath. Altman's open off the screen. The layup is good. Nisha with both buckets in the game here for Gibbon, and it's 7-6 Amherst. So she's got 4. Tobenheim has 5 for Amherst. It was 9 rebounds by Amherst in the first quarter. I misspoke there. Free throws, 2 of 4 for Amherst at 0 of 2 for Amherst. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first quarter for Gibbon, 1 of 3 for Amherst. Really struggling against this zone. On the left elbow, they'll take a 15-footer. Juergens, no good. Rebound brought down by Ellie Snell, her third. Snell across the timeline. Doesn't have numbers, but she will pull up at the free throw line. Take the jumper, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Madison Murphy. Murphy to Bosshammer. And here comes Amherst into the front court. Right wing to Martinson. Looks against that 2-3 zone. Back to the free throw line. Ball deflected away, and Amherst with 3 straight turnovers. Gibbon has a 3-on-none. Parker Kenton trying to get the basketball under control. Missed the shot. It goes out of bounds to Amherst. Gibbon had a 3-on-0, and when the ball was thrown up there, 3 girls went for it. It took a little indecision who was going to grab it. By the time they did, Amherst had caught up to him. Madison Miller comes in for the Broncos, as does Joanna Gilbertson. She'll throw it in. Little backcourt pressure here. You got Emily Arnold, Bailey Peterson, and Sierra Rubicek. So a whole new 5 out there. Amherst offense struggling, and Coach Klingelhofer says, well, let's try something different. Another Amherst turnover. Gibbon walks with the basketball, though. Their first turnover of the quarter. So both teams struggling, and when you're playing zone defense on both sides, they shouldn't be struggling that much, and the coaches know it. They're trying to coach them up, trying to switch some players, get somebody in there that's a little more comfortable right now, as Arnold brings it across the timeline to Miller outside the arc. Hammer's been very tentative about trying to drive inside. We saw him last couple of weeks against their teams. They're not afraid to take it in, especially Tobenheim or Martinson. And now, after a short break on the bench, Coach Klingelhofer will bring in her first 5. 5:43 to go in the second quarter, 7-6. Amherst leading here at Gibbon. That'll be Amherst ball in the front court. Martinson to throw it in. Give it right back to Courtney. Wasn't expecting it. Up top to Bosshammer on the right elbow. Turnaround jumper from 12 is no good by Murphy. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Gibbon. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, give you a boys preview, and check out what else is going on around the area. Amherst underneath their own hoop. Short bounce pass into the hands of Madison Murphy, and she scores the first points in nearly 6 minutes for Amherst off the inbound. Murphy with her first bucket And it's 9-6. Amherst back up by 3. Going for the steal, Martinson runs up the back of Parker Kenton. And Courtney will be called for her first foul. Back in for Gibbon will be Maddie Hyde. Holtman is out. And Michaela Walker will check in. And checking out will be Miranda Smith. So Kenton, Walker, Hyde, Snell, and Cheyenne Ellis on the floor. Inbounds pass taken away by Amherst. A two-foot pass, and then Martinson nearly walked. But they'll let it go and give her the layup. Courtney gets her first bucket, and it's now back up to a 5-point lead for Amherst at 11-6. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Kenton down on the low block, knocked away, back out to Parker. She'll come into the paint and fouled again by Martinson. Everybody's reaching for the basketball. Not a lot of solid defensive stances, but you can kind of understand why when the defense is sitting there in their zone, neither offense is really doing anything. So the defense going out, trying to make a steal, and then it gets a little jumbled. Parker Kenton to shoot 2 free throws. First one is on the way, and it is too strong, no good. Don't forget the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament is Saturday in Loup City. We'll have the finals beginning at approximately 2 here on Classic Hits. Second free throw rattles around, and this one's good for Kenton. Parker with her first point, 11-7 Amherst. With the ball, and Casey Juergens will drive to the right wing and hand it off to Taubenheim. Sydney with 5 of their 11 points. She'll bring it out between the circles, get the offensive play set. Give and go. Taubenheim never saw it as she tried to come down the lane. It's stolen away. Trying to go coast to coast is Ellis, and Cheyenne has it punched out of bounds from behind. So Gibbon will take it out underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in for the Lady Buffs will be Ellie Snell. Everybody on the right side of the key. Try to force it underneath to Kenton. It's a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Gibbon, so they'll do it again. That's 2 inbounds plays in a row where Gibbon tried to make a 2-foot pass. One was intercepted and one was a jump ball. Here they'll lob it out top into the hands of Michaela Walker. Into the right-hand corner, open jumper Snell, and reaching in and committing the foul is Casey Juergens. That'll be her first, but more free throws coming up here for Gibbon. Ellie Snell looking for her first point of the basketball game. You're listening to High School Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As the free throw was up and in by Snell. 11-8, and Altman comes back in. Other basketball going on tonight. Shelton is down the road at Wood River. Donovan Trumbull's at Thayer Central. Ansley Litchfield's at South Loup. Elwood is at Medicine Valley. Diller O'Dell's at Lawrence Nelson. Giltner hosting Cross County. Sutton at Fairbury. And the second free throw just about stopped on the heel of the rim. And then it finally rolls off. And Casey Juergens will have her fourth rebound. Up the floor, Taubenheim stops on the right elbow, gives it to the trailer. Bosshammer back to Sid. No shot. She squared up but couldn't get it away. Into the corner, Martinson trying to force her way down the baseline. Gets around the defender. It's blocked from behind by Ellie Snell and grabbed by Michaela Walker. Around one defender. Juergens on her hip, so she'll slow it up. Bosshammer tries to knock it out of her hands. Does. Out of bounds. It'll still be given basketball. Other hoops action tonight. It is Lexington at Cozad, Sandy Creek's at Blue Hill, Bertrand is hosting Maywood, Southern Valley's at Arapahoe, Loomis is at Alma. As we said, the St. Cecilia girls are hosting Friend tonight, 7 o'clock on 1230 KHAS, and the Central Catholic girls hosting Centura this evening. As Gibbon gets it into the front court, ball's loose again, picked up to Michaela Walker, and another reach-in foul. Now it's just getting sloppy out there. Very sloppy, both teams. A lot of reaching, a lot of out of position. Fouls that they'll look at on the film just saying, hey, all you're doing is slapping. And that's going to be on Taubenheim, her first, team sixth. Give it on the inbounds. We'll get it into the hands of Cheyenne Ellis. Picks her dribble up. Back out top to Snell. Gets around the defender. Comes right down the paint. Into the hands of Smith. Short jumper, no good. Now Snell got the rebound. And then it's knocked out of her hands. And we head the other way. Chance for a layup. Taubenheim, and she'll convert. 7 points now for Sydney Taubenheim, 13-8 Amherst, with 3.5 to go here before halftime. And up the floor, getting by 3 defenders, Miranda Smith. And coming in with the backside help, Bosshammer stole the basketball away. 9th turnover for Gibbon. And Martinson will bring it into the front court. Slows up there and fires it over to Bosshammer. Again, remember, Heather Bentley went out midway through the first quarter with an injury. And she's still down on a bench. It appears that they've got some ice on that knee. Skip pass to the high post. Open jumper, Martinson. She'll fire. No good. Rebound comes out to Miranda Smith. Smith pushes it up the floor. 2-on-4. So she'll look for a trailer. Hand it off there to Ellis. 15-footer is no good. Rebound grabbed by Amherst. And are they going to throw away the outlet? No, there's going to be a foul, actually. Good save by Tobenheim. Juergens gave her the outlet and overthrew her just a little bit. Foul will be called on Gibbons. Cheyenne Ellis, her first, just the team's third. Amherst will bring back into the ball game Emily Arnold. And Gibbons will set up defensively here. Also in for them is Ariel Gomez. 2:40 to go before halftime. It's very low scoring, 13-8 Amherst. Boss Hammer out between the circles. Looking to flash to the high post. There's the shot on the way. No good by Madison Murphy. Rebound brought down by Gomez. Ariel gets it into the front court to Miranda Smith. Back to Gomez, and they'll settle it down here. 2:15 to go before halftime. Gomez over the left wing. One-hand catch by Ellis. Amherst is extending that zone defense, reaching in, trying to get the steal. Gomez controls, brings it inside, gets mugged. Altman will come away with the loose ball, and then we get a foul. That'll bring a 1-1 coming up. Foul is on Madison Murphy, her second, and at the line will be Nisha Altman to shoot the 1-1. She's got the only 2 field goals of the game so far for Gibbon. Back in is Faith Tracy for Gibbon. And the free throw by Altman is nothing but net. 5 points, couple of rebounds, 3 blocks here in the first half for Altman. Now trying to get Gibbon into double digits. A team that averages only 30 a game. Second free throw good. So taking advantage of some charity tosses. 13-10 Amherst. 2 minutes to go, first half. Pushing the ball up the floor is Arnold. All the way to the left wing. Stops and kicks it back out to Juergens. Top of the circle to Bosshammer. Jaden swings it over in the right wing to Courtney Martinson. Skip pass over to Tobenheim. Left elbow, double team there. Walker cut her off. Nice pass to Martinson. Pulls up from 7, but it's too strong. Rebound, Faith Tracy, but then she fell down, and that's going to be a walk. Faith turned, got the feet tangled up after the nice rebound. And another chance here for Amherst as Sierra Rubicek will come in for Juergens. Amherst ball gets it to Rubicek, and coming in to block the shot is going to be Altman. Took it away. Gibbon will wait for the traffic to go by, and Michaela Walker will bring it into the front court. Down to Altman on the right elbow. Good ball fake. Drives in. Then it's blocked and taken away by Courtney Martinson. So turnabout fair play, and then Amherst throws it away on the outlet pass. And Gibbon gets another opportunity here. Just a mini run by either team. That's, I don't even know if you can get to 6 points and call it a mini run at 13-10. It would make a world of difference in this game, though. Into Michaela Walker. Left wing, can't get the three away, uses up her dribble, wraps it around here to Smith, and back out top Gomez. They'll reset it. Again, Amherst extending the 2-3 zone, bringing those guards out top to get after the ball. Tracy in the right-hand corner. Tries to get it to Altman, drives the baseline all the way down the baseline, and then dribbled it out of bounds. Turnover Gibbon. They have 11, Amherst has 10. And the score is 13-10. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Amherst up by 3. 1 minute to go before halftime. Broncos pounce pass to the high post. Got kicked. And they'll take it out again. Checking in for Gibbon, Larissa Tomlinson and Ellie Snell. Checking out will be Tracy and Gomez. And they're double-checking. They've got a problem with one of the clocks right now. So they want everybody to realize that there's not 4.9, there's 54.9. And Amherst to throw it in. Get it out between the circles to Jaden Bosshammer. Bosshammer dribbles to the top of the circle. Stutter dribble over to Tobenheim on the left wing. Sydney will dribble all the way off the couple of screens. Walker fights through those screens and stays on Tobenheim. So they'll reverse it back over to Martinson. Three-pointer on the way. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, though. Rubicek is there to put it back up and in. 15-10, Amherst. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Gibbon will push the ball across the timeline with the left hand. Dribble Snell, tries to come all the way in. Draw some contact. Shot no good. Ball batted into the corner. Rebound to Tomlinson. Tomlinson on the baseline. Tries to find Altman. The ball is tapped away out of bounds off of Amherst. 14 seconds remain. And to throw it in will be Ellie Snell. They'll stack the left side of the lane. Snell looking in, looking in. Now has to go to Michaela Walker, the outlet, top of the circle. Has a jumper. It is partially blocked by Sydney Tobenheim. Stolen away. Shot by Tomlinson is no good. Rebound brought down by Rubicek. And can Tobenheim get a shot away before halftime? Yes, but it is off the mark. And no good. So at the end of the first half of play, it is Amherst 15 and Gibbon 10. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits and Platte River Preps.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda back here at Gibbon High School where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of the girls' game, Amherst 15 and Gibbon 10. Don't forget, on Classic Hits tomorrow, we'll be back at the Fort Kearney Conference down at Wilcox as the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons will take on Axtell. Games that will have a lot to do, especially the girls, with seeding for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And then on ESPN 1460 tomorrow night, the Kearney High boys and girls will be traveling to Lincoln Southeast. And we will have the Aquinas-St. Cecilia doubleheader tomorrow night on 1230 AM KHAS. Don't forget that all of our radio games are online and the podcast up shortly after the evening's games at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Saturday in the afternoon around 2 o'clock, it's the finals of the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament. We'll have that for you here on Classic Hits, while on ESPN 1460 and 1550 Saturday afternoon, it's a Kearney Catholic split doubleheader. The girls will play Wayne, and that game will get underway at 3 o'clock, and we'll have that for you, as we said, on ESPN Radio. And then the boys have a reserve varsity doubleheader with Boys Town, and the varsity game scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock, so 3 and 6 the tip times on Saturday. Next Tuesday, we're in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. We'll be at Centura as the Centurions take on the St. Paul Wildcats, and much more basketball coming up between now and the conference tournaments, which are February 2nd through the 7th. You'll hear the Lou Platte Conference Tournament semifinals and finals here on Classic Hits from Adams Central. You'll hear the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals and finals from the Viero Event Center in Kearney on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Here at the half of our girls' game, it is Amherst 15, Gibbon 10. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our girls' games. For Gibbon, Larissa Tomlinson, one rebound. Ariel Gomez, one rebound. Ellie Snell hit a pair of free throws for her 2 points and four rebounds. Also, one block shot in the first half. Miranda Smith, 2 points and two rebounds. Cheyenne Ellis with two rebounds. Parker Kenton with 1 point. And Nisha Altman, 5 points, two rebounds, four blocks. Faith Tracy had one rebound. Seven rebounds in the first quarter, six of the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter, 4 of 6 in the second. 0 of 1 from three-point land in each quarter. Turnovers, 5 of the first, 6 in the second. 4 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. At half, Gibbon has 10 points, 13 rebounds. 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land, 5 blocked shots. And 11 turnovers. We'll look at the first half numbers for Amherst right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Amherst Lady Broncos. Madison Murphy with 2 points and two rebounds. Jaden Bosshammer has a rebound. Sydney Toppenheim leads the team in scoring with 7 points, two rebounds, and a block. Courtney Martinson has 2 points, three rebounds, and two blocks. Sierra Rubicek, 2 points and two rebounds. And Casey Jurgens, 2 points, a game-high, five rebounds, and one block. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Been to the free throw line once where they were 0-of-2. 3-point shooting for Amherst. 1-of-3 in the first quarter. 0-of-1 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 7 in the second. Amherst had 7 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. And at the half, 15 points, 15 rebounds. 0-of-2 from from the free throw line. 1-of-4 from 3-point land. 4 blocks and 11 turnovers. Foul situation. Madison Murphy and Courtney Martinson have 2 apiece for Amherst. No one with more than 1 for Gibbon. At the half, it is Amherst 15 and Gibbon 10. Don't forget, Nebraska women's basketball coming your way tonight on the Breeze 94.5 as they take on Wisconsin. Tip-off set for just after 7 o'clock. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna High or at Gibbon High School, where we're getting ready for the second half of our girls' game. Boys' game coming up next. Amherst setting it 12-1 on the season, and the state-rated taking on a Gibbon team that has dropped back-to-back games in three of their last four as they set it 5-7. But dangerous as always, last time out we saw them last Friday fall in overtime to Donovan Trumbull by two. And they will definitely be a test for an up-tempo Amherst team. They'll make them work for their points tonight. So could be an interesting one, and we look forward to bringing that boys' basketball game to you tonight at around 7:45. Time for our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile Pioneer.com on your smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. As Amherst will get the ball and take a quick shot, no good by Juergens. The ball is saved in, right back to Juergens. Her shot is no good. One more time, Tommenheim, no good. And then Juergens will get it a third time. Opportunity here for Amherst to add to the lead. They've missed four shots, and that's a carryover from the first half. Murphy back outside. Martinson steps around the defender, fires a 15-footer, no good, and Gibbon finally grabs the loose basketball with Cheyenne Ellis. And as they trap her, she throws over the top. Gibbon has numbers if they can beat him back. It's Ellie Snell. She'll put the jumper up. No good. Well covered by Bosshammer. And the rebound brought down by Courtney Martinson. Martinson into the front court. Sees the success. Amherst has to find a way to attack this Gibbon zone a little bit better. As we say that, they throw it away. And if they do, from what we've seen from them earlier this year, they should be able to comfortably pull away. But if they don't, and Gibbon can hit a couple of outside shots like this from Parker Kenton, which won't go, then they're going to have a chance to hang around here on their home court. The rebound, Madison Murphy, but both teams struggling mightily from the offensive end. And it's just, again, when you're sitting in that 2-3 zone, you shouldn't have that much trouble getting good shots away, as the shot up by Tommenheim, no good. Rebound brought down by Bosshammer, but neither team is a spectacular ball club, and they're just trying to find their way here. You keep waiting for Amherst to kind of pull away, but they aren't doing much in the half-court set. And I think if they score, get some pressure on, then they'll get maybe some turnovers with the press as the two-pointer from eight. Well, they're going to change it. At first, they were going to call it a two. Then they were going to call it a three. The officials are confused about whether it was a two or a three here from Tommenheim, and they will say it is a two. The official closest gave him the two, and then on the far side they said three, so they'll discuss it. Now you got a ton of subs coming in with 6:10 to go here in the second quarter. All kinds of substitutions coming in, and we'll set them up for you. 17-10 as the biggest lead of the ball game now for Amherst is 7 points. Michaela Walker brings it to the front court. Bree Bailey is with her. So is Larissa Tomlinson. Pass is knocked away. Gibbon gives it up. Two on one. Madison Murphy stops, pops from 10, and hits it. Second bucket for Murphy. And back-to-back buckets now make it a 19-10 lead for Amherst. Michaela Walker brings it into the front court. Faith Tracy's also in there along with Maddie Hyde. Try to get it down to Tracy. Turnaround jumper blocked by Murphy and taken away. Here comes Tobenheim with it, trying to weave her way through traffic. Keeps on coming all the way to the right side of the key. Kicks it out for a three-point attempt. That's up and in by Joanna Gilbertson. And a timeout on the floor by Gibbon. So a quick start here to the third quarter by Amherst. They put up 7 points in 2.5 minutes. And with 5:25 to go in the third quarter of play, it's now Amherst 22 and Gibbon 10. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weeges, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weeges. Science with service, delivering success.
the spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Out of the Gibbon timeout, it'll be a Buffalo basketball. Walker trying to get it into Hyde, but she's well defended. It's knocked away. And another Amherst steal. Pushing it up the floor. Juergens scoops it up all the way to the rack. She'll finish. And this is what we were looking for earlier in the game. Now you're getting a couple of transition buckets for Amherst, and they're up by 14, 24-10. Walker for three. She'll hit it. First bucket of the ball game for Michaela Walker. And finally something going in for Gibbon. And it's 24-13. That's only their third field goal of the game to go along with six made free throws. Gibbon extends their 2-3 zone. Amherst had kind of been manning up the ball a little bit in the matchup. Lob it backside. Tobenheim underneath the hoop. Backs up. Gets fouled on the shot. Sydney will get two free throws. She missed two in the first quarter, and those have been the only free throw attempts of the game for Amherst. The foul will be on Larissa Tomlinson. That'll be her first. Tobenheim at the free throw line will put it up, and it is good. 10 points now for Sydney. 25-13. And the second free throw now for Tobenheim. On the way, and it skips out, no good. Ball punched. People fall. Jump ball. Arrow to Gibbon. Faith Tracy will get credit for the rebound. And Gibbon's going to do some more subbing here? Or do we have an injury? Oh, we've got an injury down there. They fell to the floor, and we may have had one of the young ladies hit her head on the ground. And that is going to be Larissa Tomlinson. There were two Gibbon girls and one Amherst girl fighting for it. And they'll come down to the sideline and look. And again, for Amherst, Heather Bentley left the ball game midway through the first quarter, and they've just got her down on the bench with her right leg elevated and some ice on it. And Tomlinson gets up and will come to the bench. And we're ready to play basketball again as Tomlinson comes off the floor. Yeah, I think just got conked on the back of the head. And she'll come over to the bench. So Gibbon will inbound it here with Bree Bailey coming in for Tomlinson. She'll go to Walker. Altman's back in there. Also in is going to be Cheyenne Ellis and Ellie Snell. Pass it inside. Shot no good. Walker comes back out of there with it. A second chance. Then it's knocked away and a reach-in foul on Walker. They were trying to get it back out to Michaela when the ball didn't get to her. She committed the foul. Her first. And Amherst ball in the backcourt. Checking in will be Sierra Rubicek. Token pressure in the backcourt here by Gibbon, but Tobenheim will be able to handle this. Brings it across the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Kicks it off into the corner. Arnold will take the jumper from 13. No good. Again, the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Gilbertson of Amherst. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Amherst started the second half with a nice 7-0 run, and they lead it 25-13. Walker dribbles with the right wing. Now decides to bring it back to the elbow. Looks to fight her way inside that zone. Does. Now needs to get rid of the basketball. Dumps it into the corner to Bailey. Bailey dribbles into the double team. Back out to Snell. To Walker. Post not really doing much. Gibbon kind of standing around if they don't have the ball. Kick it out of the wing. Now they get it to Altman, and it went through her hands. Picked back up. The shot no good by Ellis. And the rebound grabbed by Amherst and Courtney Martinson, her fifth. She'll dribble it into the front court, give it to Gilbertson. Everybody down on the baseline. And so they'll kick it back out. Arnold will take it now. 25-13, Amherst. Tobenheim with it. Walker on her. She'll pick her dribble up at the top of the circle. Swing it over to Arnold. Open look at three. On the way, no good. Long rebound. Arnold follows her shot. Gets it. Puts it back up from 15. Won't go. Another offensive rebound. Back up and a foul. Arnold got it again. That's what you call following your shot. And Emily will get two free throws. Fouls on Ellie Snell. Her first and the team's third. Arnold looking for her first point of the evening, and the free throw comes up short. Back in is Madison Miller and Jaden Bosshammer for Amherst, and checking out Tobenheim and Gilbertson. This is high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Gibbon, and PlatteRiverPreps.com as the second free throw is good. And Emily Arnold has her first point of the game, doubling up Gibbon 26-13 with 3 minutes to go in the third. Walker will dribble it across the timeline, look for a screen, comes off the ball side screen, pulls up, shoots the three, it's off the mark, no good. Getting an offensive rebound underneath is Snell. She's trapped, tries to make the outlet pass. It's loose, a jump. The arrow points the way of Amherst. And they'll try with 2:41 to go here in the third quarter. Amherst will be back in action on Saturday when they host Wilcox Hildreth. Gibbon is back home tomorrow to take on Centura. Up the floor with it, Arnold sneaking in from behind. Snell, she'll punch it away, and it rolls out of bounds. Back in, Parker Kenton. And Bree Bailey, another freshman, will check out. It's just, it looks like a freshman roster with just a couple of seniors and juniors dotted on it for Gibbon. Inbounds pass, right-hand corner for Madison Miller. Gets it underneath, short jumper. Martinson's got it, and she'll score. Second bucket of the ball game for Courtney on the nice assist from Madison Miller. 28-13 Broncos as Walker will bring it across the timeline. Take it to the right elbow, trying to work off Arnold, who sticks with her. Then her bounce pass is stolen away. Martinson comes away with the steal. Two on two. Courtney stops, hits the trailer. Rubicek, 12-footer, no. Offensive rebound, Bosshammer, and Jaden goes in and draws a foul. She'll have two free throws coming up. And the foul will be on Ellie Snell. She's the first Buffalo to get two fouls in the game. Don't forget, tomorrow we stay in the Fort Kearney Conference as Axtell travels to Wilcox Hildreth. About a 6:30 start time tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Free throw no good. And back into the ball game for Gibbon will be Maddie Hind and Miranda Smith. For Amherst, Tobenheim, Juergens, and Murphy all re-enter. So they've got their starting five minus the injured Bentley out there. Bosshammer taking her place. And the free throw, Bosshammer got the second one. So she gets one out of two, just like Tobenheim and Arnold did earlier in the quarter. 29-13, Amherst. 2 minutes to go, third quarter of play. With it is Miranda Smith. Trying to break free here. Walker's back on the bench. She's got the only bucket of this quarter, and it's stolen away again. That is the sixth turnover for Gibbon here in the third quarter. And up the floor will be Bosshammer. Goes to the trailer, Juergens. Wide open over here is Tobenheim. She'll decide to dribble, looks for a screen, and hands it back off. Martinson up top to Tobenheim. Hands it off again to Bosshammer, and the ball's dropped out of bounds, and Amherst will have their second turnover of the third quarter. Again, just getting underway on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAF. The second-ranked team in C2, Hastings St. Cecilia, who'd be number one if it wasn't for the juggernaut in Crofton, is playing D1 10th-ranked Friend, as Gibbon will put it to Cheyenne Ellis. Amherst is going matchup zone here. Ellis picks the dribble up, gives it to Miranda Smith. Smith to the right-hand corner, trying to go baseline, cut off by Tobenheim. Kicks it out of the corner to Ellis, back to Smith. Looks for some movement. They get it to the left side. Snell. Snell drives, has a jumper from the left wing. No good. Rebounds tipped out all the way to the top of the key. Tobenheim will grab it. Sydney one on two around the defenders. Takes the wide angle. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Murphy back up and in. 31-13. Amherst has outscored Gibbon 16-3 here in the third quarter. 35 seconds remaining in this third quarter of play as Kenton we'll give it off to Ellis into the paint. There's a good-looking shot up and in from eight. Cheyenne did a good job of rolling off that screen and getting her first bucket of the ball game. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Tobenheim into the front court, has it on the right wing for Amherst. Dribbles up between the circles. Gets it inside Juergens. Juergens forces the shot, won't go. Rebound brought down by Ellis. 8 seconds to go. Ellis in the backcourt got fouled. Trying to dribble around the Amherst defender, Courtney Martinson, her third foul. But it's the first foul of the half. on Amherst. 5 seconds to go in the quarter, and Gibbon deep in their backcourt to throw it in. Amherst is going to put pressure on. Gibbon will throw it in to Cheyenne Ellis. Gets it to Snell. Snell across the timeline. A runner from 28 almost went in. And it doesn't, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Amherst 31, Gibbon 15. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Head to the fourth quarter. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry. It'll be Gibbon basketball here on the Buffs' home court. And immediately on the inbound, Amherst trying to get a steal, commits the foul. The third on Madison Murphy, but just the second of the half. And Coach Klingelhofer will make the substitution 1 second into the quarter. At this point, three fouls probably not going to make any difference, but you get trained to do that. And so coming in is Rubicek. Gibbon will try and throw it in again, and this time it's picked off of the steal made by Joanna Gilbertson. Turnover number 18 for Gibbon, but Amherst gives it right back as it's picked off by Gomez, and then a foul called on the Broncos. And that'll be on Casey Juergens, her second, and the team's third. 31-15, Amherst with the lead, looking for their sixth straight win to go above 500. For the first time this year, they started 2-2, 0-2, then 2-2, and then dropped five in a row before winning five in a row. 31-15, Gibbon trails. They've got the basketball with Miranda Smith into the paint, hands it off, and we've got a whistle before the shot. It's going to go on Sierra Robichek, her first. That's four fouls in about 30 seconds dating back to the last quarter here on Amherst. Gibbon ball on the baseline. Walker in the left-hand corner. They'll go shorter, though, and give it to Ellis. Now back out to Walker. Long three for Michaela. Comes up short on the rim. Rebound to Rubicek. That'll be her third. Gibbon one of five from the outside. Outlet pass. Tobenheim gets ahead of the pack and scores. A dozen points now for Sydney Tobenheim. And the lead up to 18 at 33-15. Across the timeline with it. Stutter dribble. It's Miller over to Gomez. Gomez into the paint, got the ball knocked away. I think we're going to have a kick or a foul. Going to have a kick. Going to have a kick called on the play. And there'll be a baseline throw in for Gibbon. Looking to tuck it in is Ellis, right on the baseline and standing out of bounds. When she caught it was Walker. Couldn't quite get a clean rub off that screen and stepped out. Turnover number 19. Amherst. 7 minutes to go in the game. Just trying to survive basically tonight. On the right wing, Gilbert's into the high post. Elbow. Rubicek into the corner. A three-pointer. Tobenheim, it's up and it is in. Sydney Tobenheim now with 15 game-high points. That's her second three to open it up to 36-15, all the way to the other end, around the defender, left-handed scoop shot, Smith, no good, Rubicek with her fourth rebound, off to the races they go, Tobenheim missed the layup, and the rebound brought down by Gomez, but they'll call her for a walk. And new faces re-entering here for Gibbon, Altman, Snell, Kenton, and Bailey all check in. It'll be Amherst ball. Underneath their own hoop to throw it in will be Gilbertson. Right underneath to Rubicek, but she was so deep that she couldn't get a shot. Tried to kick it into the corner, and again, the ball deflected away. Nebraska women's basketball just underway as well on the Breeze 94.5 playing at Wisconsin tonight. Inbounds pass tipped and stolen away. Amherst with their 15th turnover. Up the floor with it is Bree Bailey. Gives it off of the left wing to Walker. Good ball fake. Got the defender in the air. Takes the 18-footer. In and out. No good. Altman got the rebound. Some contact underneath. The ball comes up short. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Amherst. And now re-entering the game for Amherst will be Murphy, Martinson, Arnold, and Madison Miller. Gibbon has struggled to score this year, but not quite like this. Trying to find a way to get a little something going. See if they can get a steal or two here. Maybe get a layup. Amherst works it around the perimeter to Arnold. Emily takes the long-range jumper. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Ellie Snell, her team high sixth. Snell into the front court, dumps it into the corner to Walker. Back to Snell, open three on the way. It's off the heel, no good. And the rebound to Madison Murphy. Up ahead, Tobenheim, two on two, around the defender, takes it in, layup good. This is what Amherst was missing in the first half. Transition buckets, getting up and down the floor, and Murphy has taken advantage. Seven of the quarter, 17 in the game. Walker thought about a pull-up three, decides not to. Tobenheim got a hand in her face. Now Walker needs to get rid of the basketball. Does to Kenton. Kenton inside to Altman, and reaching over to commit the foul is going to be Courtney Martinson, her fourth. Fifth team foul. Amherst will bring back in Casey Juergens. And Martinson will check out. 5:25 to go in the game. Amherst 38 and Gibbon 15. The boys' game will follow at about 7:45. Gibbon underneath their own hoop. Go to the right block. Kicking the ball out. Bailey gets it into the hands of Snell, and Snell hits a 10-footer. Her first bucket to go along with a couple of free throws. And it's 38-17, and Amherst throws it away. Be interesting to see what the practice is like tomorrow at Amherst, because this is not how they've been playing in this five-game winning streak. They've really struggled to move the ball around here tonight. Some of that is Gibbons' unorthodox style, but it's stolen away by Madison Murphy. She'll get it back. Tobenheim coast to coast, put it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Parker Kenton. That'll be her first of the game. Needs some help. It's knocked away. The steal is made. Stay in the front court here with Arnold. Kenton really had the whole team on her there. It was like 5-on-1. If she could get it through him, it would have been 4-on-none. But it wasn't. The steal made. Tobenheim shot no good. Altman grabs her fourth rebound, and here comes Gibbon. Michaela Walker pushes it up on the left side. She's to the wing. She's to the key. She'll throw it up, no good. People hit the floor. Rebound brought down by Madison Miller. Her pass stolen away. Shot inside, no good. And again, the ball is loose. On the floor, a travel called on Amherst. Her Murphy and Altman fall to the floor, trying to pick up the loose ball. 4:20 remaining. At the end of the game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is given on the inbounds. Gets a nice pass to Snell. Shot no good, though. It rolled off the rim. Rebound brought down by Juergens. Outlet pass, a travel called on Amherst. And again, a timeout now before a mass substitution here. With 4:15 remaining in the game, Amherst will call the timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, Amherst 38, and Gibbon 17.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Gibbon ball off the timeout of Amherst underneath their own hoop, trailing 38-17. Again, trying to go off the back cut, Ellie Snell, but it's deflected away. So they'll try it again. Throwing it in will be Bree Bailey. On the right side, she'll dump it into the corner here to Ellie Snell. Snell dribbles into the double team. Takes the shot, no good. Ball deflected into the hands of Boss Hammer. Jaden will wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up. Kenton on the defense. Lobs it over her head to Emily Arnold. 4 minutes to go in the game, 38-17. Amherst in control. They were only up 15-10 at the half. Had a 7-0 run to start the third quarter and have not looked back. Arnold in the left-hand corner. They sag on her, throw it over Walker's head, top of the key to Martinson. Martinson drives in, and she's mugged. She'll get two free throws, it looks like. Altman with the foul. That'll be the second on Nisha. Fifth team foul. They're going to say it was before the shot. So Amherst will take it out underneath. Then here comes a change of five, a shift change for Gibbon. The only fresh face is Sydney Kroll checking in. Amherst will counter, but everybody that we know, Tobenheim, Murphy, and Juergen, so three starters coming in here for Amherst. Some ones versus two right now. They get it into Juergens, kicks it into the right-hand corner. Tobenheim dribbles up top, fires an 18-footer, didn't draw anything, and the ball goes out of bounds to Gibbon. Boys' game will follow. Can Amherst keep it rolling? They're playing very solid basketball, set at 12-1. They've actually not had a whole lot of competition since coming out of the Christmas holiday tournament, and they're only lost to North Platte St. Pat's, winning all their games by easy double digits. Here's Kroll on the right wing, uses her dribble, double-team lotter reach, and got to call the foul, and they do. It's going to be on Jaden Bosshammer, her first. Sixth team foul on Amherst. Gibbon to throw it in front of their own bench. Miranda Smith to do so. Smith gets it on the wing to Gomez. Knocked out of her hands. The steal is made by Sydney Tobenheim. And up the floor, they'll find Sid. She'll go in with the right-hand layup. This time it doesn't go. Rebound, Juergens. She missed it. Probably got fouled in there. Gets her own rebound, and they'll kick it out again for a three-pointer, Martinson, and it is off the heel, no good, out of bounds, last touch by Amherst. Amherst will drop back, not put on any token pressure in the backcourt, and Kroll will inbound it. Miranda Smith into the front court against the 2-3 zone. They drop it back now to the high post, still reaching and grabbing for the basketball, over to Kroll on the left elbow. Little bounce pass underneath for a turnaround jumper that spins off the rim from Maddie High. Then the ball is slapped out, and Sydney Kroll says thank you. Drives, shot blocked by Juergens, and Martinson will grab the loose basketball. Juergens has dribbled up the floor, but since nobody's guarding her, she says, I can handle this. 2:20 to go in the game. Fires it over to Bosshammer. Jaden doesn't look to shoot much, and we've got a timeout called Amherst. I think everybody that hasn't been in is about ready to come in. Amherst plays better here in the second half, and with 2:18 to go in the basketball game, it is Amherst 38 and Gibbon 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Out of the timeout, Amherst turns it over on the inbounds. Tomlinson will steal it. She brings it all the way up, stops at the left elbow. Her shot comes off the rim. It's rolling out of bounds. So you've got Tomlinson along with Bree Bailey, Esmeralda Salinas, Morgan Watkins-Meyer out there, and so is Faith Tracy. And for Amherst, Arnold is out there. Madison Miller also in. Monica Murphy, Bailey Peterson, as the shot by Arnold is no good. Also in there, Michaela Mickelson. A ball on the floor. We're going to get another jump. The arrow points the way of Amherst. Getting in there for the tie-out is Mickelson. 1:39 remains. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show is coming up, so stay with us for that. As Amherst looks to throw it in, finds the cutter in the lane. Short jumper won't go, though, for Murphy, and we're going to get another jump. Well, no, they're going to call Amherst falling down with a basketball. So back over to Gibbon. 1:35 remains. We've been stuck on 38-17 for quite some time as Gibbon brings it into the front court with Bree Bailey. Bailey to the right elbow. Picks the dribble up and gives it over to Salinas and loses the handle out of bounds. Turnover number 24 for Gibbon, 18 on the game for Amherst, who is going to win their sixth consecutive ball game. In the backcourt, the ball gets knocked away. Salinas makes the steal, goes in, and the layup is good. The steal and score for Esmeralda Salinas. A little contact, they let it go, and she takes advantage. And now another steal by the Buffaloes, pulling up Tracy from 10. Her shot no good, and the rebound will be grabbed by Madison Miller. 1 minute to go. Miller will push it up the floor on the right wing. Comes all the way down to the corner, then pivots out of there to the right elbow. Fires it over to Murphy. Murphy gives it back to Peterson. Peterson up top to Madison Miller. Pass stolen away again. Salinas steps in front and makes the steal. Trying to go coast to coast. Spin move in the lane. Nice move off the glass and in. Esmeralda Salinas, two steals and two buckets, and that one took a lot of work, and she made a nice move when she got in the paint. Just a 5-2 freshman. So there's a little something positive to put on this Gibbon game tonight where not much went right. 20 seconds to go. Amherst, 38-21. Miller drives into the right-hand corner. The ball is kicked away and out of bounds off Amherst. Amherst with four straight turnovers here, which is going to inflate their numbers. 13 seconds to go. One more chance here for Gibbon. And Salinas will bring it in. Cross the timeline, right side with 9. Cut off by Arnold. Down to the baseline, trying to find a teammate to get a shot away. And it is going to be blocked out there by Arnold. Right into the hands of Tomlinson, whose shot at the buzzer is no good. And our girls' game has come to an end with the score. Amherst, 38. And Gibbon, 21. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming your way next on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to Gibbon. A big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and the entire crew here, as always, for their hospitality. Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, Larissa Tomlinson, 1 rebound. Ariel Gomez, 2 rebounds. Ellie Snell, 4 points, led the team with 6 rebounds and a block shot. Michaela Walker hit the team's only 3-point bucket for her total, 1 rebound. Miranda Smith, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Cheyenne Ellis, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Sydney Kroll, a rebound. Parker Kenton, 1 point, 1 rebound. Nisha Altman, 5 points. All of those were in the first half. She had 4 rebounds and 4 blocks. Faith Tracy, 2 rebounds. And Esmeralda Salinas had 4 points. 13 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half. Did not attempt one in the second half. Three-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 13 in the second. Gibbon had 10 points at halftime, 11 in the second half, and the Buffaloes finished with 21 points, 24 rebounds. 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land. 5 block shots and 24 turnovers. Gibbon is now 2-13 and will host Centura tomorrow night. We'll look at the numbers for the Amherst Lady Broncos right after this on the New West Postgame Show.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, let's look at the final numbers now for the Amherst Lady Broncos. They had 8 players score. Madison Murphy, 6 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Jaden Bosshammer, 1 point, 4 rebounds. Madison Miller had 2 rebounds. Emily Arnold, 1 point, 2 rebounds and a block. Johanna Gilbertson had a 3-point bucket. Sydney Tobenheim led the way, 17 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Michaela Mickelson had 1 rebound. Courtney Martinson, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Sierra Rubicek, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Casey Jurgens, 4 points, a game-high 9 rebounds and 2 blocks. 15 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half and 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half. And 11 more in the second half. 15 points at halftime, 23 in the second half. The Broncos finish with 38 points, 37 rebounds, 3 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 out of 8 from three-point land, 7 blocks, 22 turnovers, and Amherst wins their 6th in a row, 38-21 over Gibbon. Up next for Amherst, they will be at home against Wilcox-Hildreth on Saturday and Elwood on Tuesday. We'll wrap it up on the New West postgame show after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Well, the UNK women have a good showing tonight, but against the fourth-ranked team in the country, falls short. Pittsburgh State, 86. UNK, 73. The Lopers are now 10-8 overall, 5-5 of the conference. Pitt State, 17-2 overall, 7-1 of the conference. The men's game just about ready to get underway. And the Nebraska women currently taking on Wisconsin. And Nebraska jumps out early, 23-13, midway through the first half on the Breeze, 94.5. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Dudasing. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with the boys' game, the girls' final, Amherst 38, Gibbon 21.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.